dose of morning fun begins. It's Ken, Kurt, and Tawny in the morning on Star 102.5.
So, Tawny, do you think twice now before you ever leave the house and leave someone in charge?
I can never go anywhere ever again.
What happened?
So, I went to St. Louis with my family, but I have two dogs. Forgot to call the kennel. That's a whole different story. My brother came and house sat, dog sat for me for the like 3-4 days that we were gone. No big deal. We get home late Saturday night, and I just yell to the heavens. Jake, my boyfriend, is like, "What is wrong?" And I was like, "He rearranged the kitchen." And I don't mean, like, and that's, I mean, everything on my counter is in a different spot. And then the more I walked through my house, the more he had, like, moved things. And I hate to admit, he's done it once before.
Is this just a thing he does? Well, like, is it a prank?
This time, maybe. Because the first time he did it was during COVID. I got locked out. I couldn't work. Governor wouldn't let me work. So I was home. I was cleaning everything. And he was helping. And he was doing the kitchen. And he rearranged all my cabinets. Moved all my dishes and my plates. And I was like, "What are you doing?" He's like, "Well, this just makes more sense. For you, you don't live here."
So he took it upon himself just to think, your way isn't working. I'm going to rearrange, redecorate almost, if you will. Make this more ergonomically correct.
More feng shui. I don't know what he was doing. So this time when he came out on the Wednesday, I was like walking him through, this is here. This is what we do with the dogs. They eat this time of day.
Yes.
I looked my brother Ryan dead in the face and said, "Do not clean or reorganize anything in my house." So I think this time it was to be a butthead.
I gotcha. Try and make a little prank.
But it just, because like one thing he did that I don't understand.
Yeah.
He moved, my daughter Waylon, she's 3, she has a shoe basket. He moved it right next to the dog toys. That to me is a bad move because it's right next to the dog toys and they're perfect dog toy chew things.
The dog could get confused. I see.
And I'm
chew up the shoes.
Yes, I'm still looking for things.
It's been almost 2 weeks.
Yes, and I'm still, and I ask him questions and he just sends back emojis. He won't answer my questions. But then I got to thinking because I was fuming about it.
I would be beyond irritated.
Yes.
Because like I have
too.
A dial radio and that sat on a certain place. That's in a different place. And now the coffee pot's over here and my hanging coffee's here. And I'm just like, I can't. I'm going insane trying to breathe.
Find things.
But like, who does that?
I don't know.
Have you guys ever had like a house sitter? And I don't mean like leaving your kids home and then they do something stupid.
We had a relative rearrange our closet and color coordinated it. Our closet.
That's a very personal space.
Agreed.
You could have had a body in there or something.
I was not happy.
A body in there?
Yeah, no.
I just mean like,
no. No, there was no chance of a body being in there.
But my point is,
Ken barely had a skeleton in his closet.
What? That's even weirder to me because it's such a private area.
Yeah, I agree.
And then my boyfriend and I were talking about it. We went to Florida in 2020.
Uh-huh.
His cousin dog and house sat, and she completely moved the furniture and cleaned his house.
She rearranged the furniture.
Yes.
Oh no. See, I don't know what possesses someone to want to do that.
Now, I appreciated that because he was a bachelor and it was definitely an improvement, so that's something else.
Yeah. Well, see, but that's part of the problem, though, is you can't encourage it ever.
Right, because what if, oh.
Yeah, I don't get it either. If whenever I've a house sat, I'm afraid to almost touch anything.
Yes.
Rochelle and Clive. All right, what happened, Rochelle?
So I had my coworker babysat my dog in house. My dog was just 1 year old. And she ruined my garbage disposal because she got a washcloth stuck in it, which I came home to because I didn't know. And then she left my puppy outside for 2 days.
Whoa!
Yeah. And he was the kind of dog, he was half Japanese Chin, half Chinese Crested Powder Puff. So just a little puff of fur, because when he was wet, he looks like a rat. he's not even supposed to be out in the hot sun, and it was summer. It was July.
Oh.
So not a good thing.
I'm not even thinking about the weather, just how small the dog is. You know, hawks. any sort of predator.
Yeah. Right. I walk. Yeah. The washcloth made me laugh. The dog makes me mad.
I was pretty upset.
I bet you were.
Very upset.
How did the washcloth get stuck? What was her reason? What was her reason for that?
She said it must have always been there.
That's not how that works.
It came with the disposal. Thank you, Rochelle. You have a good day. Appreciate the call.
Bye-bye. Take care. Yep, bye-bye.
Listen every morning.
The sound of the 515. Ken, Kurt, and Tawny in the morning on Star 102.5.